WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. For 8 years, we've been helping you cut through the noise and focus on what actually works for your health. I'm Ed Jones, and for 47 years, I've been deeply involved in the study, practice of nutrition and holistic health, working to understand how the body heals and thrives. Alongside me is Clint Powell, bringing the good old common sense and life wisdom, and has the PhD of the Waffle House, but only in Eastridge. Mm-hmm. Only in Eastridge. And asking the questions you're probably already thinking. Well, Vital Health Radio is sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over 4 decades. So let's get started. How are you, Clint Powell?
I'm always good, Ed.
You are. You always tell fibs. I'm just going to say the word fibs to kind of be kind. Now, half the time you're telling the truth, and the other half you're not, but you won't be honest.
Yeah. I'm a kumquat, Ed.
Kumquat.
I'm a kumquat in an apple world. That's what I am. I don't know. I'm trying to answer like you would normally answer.
Do you know how to spell kumquat?
It's not apple. I know how to spell apple, and so I know it's not apple.
Well, the reason I ask is because I don't know how to spell kumquat. What is a quat?
I don't have a clue, and let's move along, sir. I think we're too early in the show to lose the audience. We got some great guests coming up. I want to keep them in tune.
Yes. Julia from Enzymatica, who I've known for years, is going to open up the conversation about three amazing options to, again, empower your health. And we have three lectures coming up. Katie Poole. Hey, I remembered her last name this time.
Good job, man.
Yep, on Wednesday, April 1st. If you or your relatives, friends, or family are trying to have a child and you're having fertility problems, I'm telling you, you have to come to this lecture. It's free, April 1st at 6 p.m. at the Wellness Retreat at Nutrition World. Katie Poole's whole career is based on functionally testing why people can't get pregnant. Now, that's a lot different than doing the artificial inseminations and things like that. This is certainly far less expensive, too. Secondly is brain training, Learning RX. You've talked to Michelle at Learning RX on
your
podcast.
I helped her start her own podcast.
Yep. Yeah, Roots to what Reason. Is your podcast?
I've got a bunch of them. You can go find all of mine, from crime to health and politics, history, veterans, at NugaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural, NugaPodcast.com. But I know Michelle. She's really good.
Really fantastic. Brain training will be on April 9th, on a Thursday night from 6 to 7:30. Why would you want to come? Because this one's going to be on brain training for effective reading intervention for not only adolescents and kids, but for adults. I have struggled sometimes in my life with the inability to stay focused while I read. And I do give Dr. Troy White some credit, because these new glasses were ones I've had now for several years, using neuro lenses, keeps the eyes from wandering like they used to. Did you ever used to do that thing where you did the things with your friends with your fingers and you'd go like that, and then the eyeballs would go the opposite directions?
No, my friends didn't. Well, no, I did not, Ed.
You didn't? Yes, you did. You're telling the biggest fib.
I've never seen eyeballs going the opposite direction.
Lenny did it. Yes, yeah. She did it.
Did your eyes go in different directions, Lenny?
I don't remember. Yeah.
She's just saying that because she's an employee. She's just trying to keep her job.
So, just remember that on. If you have the same issues, if I just don't think I can comprehend as well, I can't remember as well what I'm reading, brain training. Come to nutritionw.com under events. And also, Miracle Man Jeff Nursey. He is the little gentleman who comes to visit us, who offers these bracelets that, well, Clint has one on. It's little cloth, more cloth. I have.
It's got the little metal part right there.
Metal. It has a little metal component inside that helps you to have less aches and pains. It works on dogs, so I know it's not just placebo. I'm afraid to take mine off because I feel so dang good most of the time.
I didn't know. I'm just curious on how you know it works on dogs. I'm curious of the.
I hear through the grapevine.
Okay, I didn't know.
I know I don't have a dog, but
if your dog's told you though, I mean, I was curious how the dog's translated.
Well, let's see. If they're hobbling and they quit.
I got it. Maybe their eyes.
You better put that back on.
Maybe
your
their
wrist.
Eyes go in different directions.
It looks like your joints are swelling. You tuck that off. I don't know.
My brain's swelling.
Keep in mind the Firehawk sunflower oil herbicide that we are offering. Now's the time to stock up on that. If you are concerned about Roundup and chemicals in general, this is a completely healthy for the soil, the earth, your pets, your kids. And yet it will eliminate plants in 3 days without any poison. It's doing it by disabling their mechanism of action by a different method than poisoning it. So Firehawk is the name of that. I'm going to be speaking at the Walden Club, Clint Powell, next Friday. Why would they want me there? I don't really know, but they did contact me. There's supposed to be 50 people there. Well, I made this little flyer. I'm Captain Wellness. And looky here, it's going to be on mitochondrial health. This is what causes aging.
Okay.
Look, this is good.
Okay,
look
sure.
How good I did.
You did great.
There I am.
Hey, I don't know who's in charge of him and his AI account, but get AI away from Ed Jones, please.
I made this up myself.
You did not.
Paint colors. And
yeah, okay.
So we're going to deal with how do we slow aging at the Walden Club. As long as I don't drink too much, I should be offering good information, good information. Hey, Seed Oil Scout, I know I haven't talked about it in a bit, but Seed Oil Scout, if you hear me talk very often, I talk about we need to reduce our seed oil consumption. What is seed oil? Canola, vegetable oils, things that it was introduced into the industry in the 1940s and 50s that is linked very strongly to cardiovascular disease. Cardiologists do not believe that, so we have differences of opinion. People I respect in the field of health are the ones that I align myself with. Does that mean I'm right? No, it doesn't. It means I'm making the best decision I can with the information that I have and also observing people for 47 years of their health. But Seed Oil Scout, this is what I looked on this morning. Provino's, they have different rating systems. These are the restaurants that will kind of assume a higher level of commitment to using the better oils in a restaurant setting. Provino's, how do you think they did?
They did great, I bet.
Assume the worst was the entire title. You don't get any more F grades on Seed Oil Scout than when they say assume the worst. But here, Rodizio Grill was dine cautiously.
Okay.
And Public House was dine cautiously. Now,
can you look up restaurants on the Seed Oil app? Is that how it goes? I don't say if you actually followed up and looked up Firebox when we talked about it. I didn't know, but go ahead. My bad.
I did not see that. You can't look them up unless they have already been reviewed.
Okay, my bad.
That's
my
the
bad.
Only way. But I'm going to look them up to make sure. But here's what I want to tell people.
All right.
When they say dine cautiously, that's a plus to me. What that means is, as this is the reply from Public House. Have you eaten at Public House in a while?
Not in a while, but I've eaten there.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good food.
I haven't eaten there in years, actually. But when they responded on Seed Oil Scout, well, the way to get the best rating on Seed Oil Scout is to say that you're using butter, tallow, olive oil, those kind of oils, and you're not using canola. Well, restaurants are restaurants. They have to do that sometimes. And so reply from Public House was pretty dang interesting. This is what I love. Thank you so much for searching us out in advance. We look forward to taking care of your guest. We do use canola, vegetable, and soybean oil for most of our cooking, but we always have olive oil and butter in-house as an option. This is what you want. I don't expect perfection. What I want is options. If they only have 3 foods out of the whole menu and I can get it made with the right oils, I don't expect other people to eat like I do, so I'm very happy with the fact that places like Public House are willing to at least take my wishes and try to make them work for me. So Rodizio Grill had that. Parkway Poorhouse also listed it as dine cautiously. Never heard of Parkway Poorhouse and Public House. So I will be going to Public House and just requesting, hey, if I want a steak, can you make it in butter or tallow? And that's makes me happy. That makes me happy, Clint.
Now, everybody wants you to be happy.
They are jump. Everybody listening is probably doing a backflip.
No, not everybody. Yeah. Some people have back problems, but okay.
Well, all right.
That's good. Are we coming back with a guest? I bet we are, aren't we?
I bet we're coming back with two guests.
Two great guests today. So continue to listen to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by, yes, of course, the good folks at Nutrition World. And we'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I am Ed Jones, here with my partner Clint Powell, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health, and every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works. So let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient health. You know, over 8 years, I have dealt with so many conversations, met so many wonderful people in this industry, and as a pilot, when I meet somebody that has got 5,000 hours of flight time, I'm always like enamored by them because that's not a super common thing. Well, today we have somebody who's got 5,000 or more hours in the field of health, nutrition, nutraceuticals, green pharmacy. Welcome, Julia Cravens, to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Good to see you again. This fabulous lady has come into Nutrition World several times. We've had some wonderful podcasts. I see her at the conventions, and she has, spent a lifetime learning the trade of why do we get unhealthy and how do we actually regain health. And one of the most important parts of an experienced pilot is going through storms and going through difficulties and going through challenges. And she's had more than her fair share of personal challenges, which we don't need to talk about unless she wants to. But in that area of climbing out of sometimes the confusion and gray area of illness or struggle becomes wisdom often. And she has a toolbox full of wisdom. So I want to talk today about a couple things, and she does too, one of which is a really interesting compound called PEA. But before we do that, I want to kind of give an endorsement. Enzymedica is a company that was based on doing enzymes. They are very high quality, and enzymes, which of course help break down food. They do many things in the body, but a lot of their products helps break food down into its individual components so that the body can utilize them. And you know, I take about 65 supplements a day. Been doing that since I was about 15 years old. And on the calculator, it says I'm almost at 1 million pills by the age that I am now. But one thing that I actually have fallen off the wagon for years is enzymes. Don't know why. I love hearing about them, talking about them, recommending them. I know how valuable. But when your rep came in about a month ago, she gave me a bottle free. And I thought, you know what? I haven't done these in forever. What a difference I felt after using actually the Digest Basic, which is the one that is not too strong at all. It's very gentle. And I do two of these with every protein drink and every meal. And I think even my mood is better with these. Tell me how these are improving my health real quickly. Then we'll move into PEA.
Well, we all make our own digestive enzymes, but sometimes we just don't make enough, especially as we're all getting older. And so enzymes are responsible for breaking down our nutrients. They break down our food so that we can get the nutrition out of them. I call them little nutrient liberators. So you can have the best diet and be taking all of those wonderful supplements, but if you can't break it down, well, you know, you aren't what you eat. You are what you digest and absorb. And especially as we are so focused on protein right now, and thank goodness it's high time that we are really focusing on our protein, because we are taking all that protein so that we get the amino acids. Now you can eat that big, you know, brontosaurus piece of steak or the protein powders, and they can be really high quality, but if you can't break them down, then you're not getting the amino acid liberation. Now, amino acids are not only the building blocks of life, but they are also so important for neurotransmitter health, which means that may be very possible, that connection with food and getting a little bit more of the amino acids out of your protein.
I love that, because I preach all the time about getting 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight continuously. And I'm always fourth year here training for another bodybuilding contest in about 14 weeks. And so I'm a little even higher than that. I truly believe that, I think you hit it on the nail, that maybe my neurotransmitters are getting more balanced, because I've had a sense of calmness, and I'm pretty darn calm always. I practice that kind of life, but I live a fast-paced, chaotic life. But something has shifted in me, and I didn't do one other thing besides take two of these with every meal and every protein. So I want to recommend to everybody, especially as we age, to start with some enzyme, and Enzymedica is the king of all enzymes. So let's move on to something that I did a podcast on PEA. I looked at up in October of 2020 with a national educator, Carrie Patterson, and I was so intrigued. It was one of the first times that I personally knew anything about this magical nutrient called PEA. We've come a long way now, because at that point there was only a couple really good studies. We now have a lot of studies on that over the past 6 years, and that interview was on The Holistic Navigator. But start us on a fifth grade level. What is PEA?
It has been so fun for me to learn about PEA, because it just keeps going what it does. Mm-hmm. So PEA stands for palmitoyl ethyl olamide. And I say that because I want people to know that it's different. Sometimes you hear people talk about PEA and they say P, and then we get confused with pea protein. So it's PEA, and it's actually something that our bodies make. Our bodies make it on demand, and they don't store PEA. Now, PEA is at the beginning of the inflammatory response process. It's what our body creates when an inflammatory response, which, by the way, not all inflammation is bad. Inflammation can be good, too. But it's the part where bodies are trying to put the brakes on inflammation. Mm-hmm. So what PEA does is it naturally stabilizes the mast cell response, which is kind of the beginning of the whole cascade. And if we have enough PEA, then we're getting stabilization earlier on.
And what does that, what does that mean for a person directly? Because I know my daughter talks about Amber, who does all her gut testing, all about so many clients with the mast cell activation problem. What are they struggling through if they have that?
So it can show up as too much histamine, which can look like, I mean, obviously a typical histamine response that people have, but it can also show up as what I call inflammaging. It's that low-grade inflammation that's slowly occurring and building in our lives, so that when a big inflammation happens, such as an injury or something like that, our bodies may not recover as quickly. Now, what's cool about PEA is it's helping to pump the brakes on the process before it begins, so we are not creating as much of those inflammatory chemicals. People are familiar with COX-2 inhibitors and things like that, curcumin being a beautiful one. This actually works before that. The other thing that we know that PEA does is it helps to stabilize what we call glial cells. And glial cells are our nerve cells all over our body. Helps to calm that signaling. And then last but not least, PEA helps to make sure that we have enough anandamide in our system. It actually blocks the enzyme that breaks down anandamide. Anandamide is what we call the bliss molecule. And anandamide is what helps to make sure that we have enough CB1 and CB2. So that it's naturally helping us to get better CB1, CB2 receptor sites. So let's look at this. If we have somebody who has a lot of discomfort, pain, things like that, and they have problems sleeping, we're going to help from that kind of like calming the inflammatory response in the beginning, and we're going to get help with the mood. Or if we have somebody who's having nerve issues, which as we know can be very challenging, we're going to get some help with that. In the human clinical study on the PEA phytosome, people got massive reduction in nerve discomfort over 8 weeks. And that's on the PEA phytosome specifically. So it's so interesting because when I look at PEA, it's working on all these different processes. It's working on pumping the brakes on the inflammation cycle really at the beginning, helping to soften it before it starts. It's working on nerve issues, and it's working on that bliss molecule, the mood, the well-being.
It's an exciting part of what I call the green pharmacy, because the options, it's not often that we actually feel like, or I feel like we discovered something else that came to market, but PEA was not around most of the decades of me being in the business. You taught me something. I didn't realize the body actually makes it. I do know it's a neurotransmitter of one of the, I think, 12 or 14 neurotransmitters. The thing that I love to recommend it for at Nutrition World is for people who we actually don't have really good direct remedies is neuropathy.
Right.
And I'm seeing people, exactly. You know, again, and like the study was 8 weeks that they actually feel a significant difference. I had nerve pain before my double hip replacement. And until you truly have nerve pain, you don't realize there's pain and then there's nerve pain. Uh-huh. And, you know, pain, there's things to modulate pain. There's things that, you know, I could, if I drank enough tequila, I might get my pain to go down. But nerve pain didn't seem to be affected by it. Only other pain. So I've been taking PEA now for several years because I do, as you mentioned, all of the benefits to it, it just continues to grow. Is what now? Phytosome. Tell listeners what the phytosome means, because Enzymedica makes PEA and they use it a phytosome process.
Phytosome is a delivery system. Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges and one of the reasons that PEA feels like it might be kind of new, even though it was discovered in the 1950s, is that the absorption is an issue. And we know this with certain issues, with certain nutrients, absorption is challenging. And PEA is one of them, which is why often in the human clinicals, the dosages are fairly high. I know that when I take PEA myself, I have to take, you know, a couple of grams, honestly, to really get a result. So that is the issue, is the absorption. When we create a phytosome, what it's doing is that instead of just encapsulating it in a fat like a liposome would do, a phytosome is actually, it comes together bound to fat so that we get much higher absorption, actually almost becomes a new ingredient. And it's bound to a phospholipid from non-GMO sunflower. So it's a very clean thing. And what we see is 6 times greater bioavailability than normal, what we call micronized PEA, which has been the standard in the market, the best that we can do so far with the micronized PEA. But when compared to the micronized PEA, the phytosome is 6 times better bioavailability, meaning much quicker results. And in, again, some of the human clinicals on the PEA phytosome, people are starting to see relief from discomfort in like a week or two, significant relief in 4 to 8. And so we're just getting much better bioavailability. You have to take less, which is great, and getting faster results.
It's exciting for me, and as I know it is for you, because we believe in what we do, and we also look for more of the root reasons why the body is being disabled with health. And this goes back to a lot closer to the root, and it's certainly not treating symptoms. And I've never taken the phytosome, but I will be starting the Enzymedica one, because I do believe in the phytosome process. I know that I'd want to talk about this other thing that we talked about, which is this lemon balm.
Yes.
And I heard a little bit from your rep when she came in showing a couple studies on it. I was pretty much blown away. I did not realize. I always knew that it was a good relaxant, maybe sleep remedy, this or that. But there's a huge difference between lemon balms. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Like all herbal extracts, it's all in the extraction. It's all in the preparation. And if we look on, all of our shelves, we see lemon balm in a lot of formulas. It's always kind of that helper herb. But in traditional medicine, it can very much be used solo. It's actually been used a lot with children as well. But we're really focusing the lemon balm phytosome on sleep and stress. So the way the lemon balm phytosome works, again, we're getting a phytosome, we're getting much higher bioavailability, better delivery. And I know that you've probably done plenty of podcasts and shows talking about GABA in the brain, and how GABA is that modulating neurotransmitter that helps us to stay calm, basically. So what lemon balm does, again, it actually has an enzymatic mechanism. It helps to lower the enzyme that's breaking down GABA in the brain. So you have more naturally occurring GABA in the brain. Supplemental GABA can be great, but it's another one that can be hard to absorb at times. It's hard to get it across the blood-brain barrier. So this is helping you to have more of your own GABA. And one of the things that I love about this product is you can take it either for sleep or for stress. Now, we know that often those two things are very much intertwined. But if you want to take it for sleep, the clinical studies on it were done to take 2 capsules 30 minutes before bed for better sleep. And it looked at all of those markers of what does good sleep mean. So how long does it take you to fall asleep? How many times do you wake up? People were measured on, were they taking less medication? Did they feel more rested? There's actually 15 different points that they were questioned on. And what they found was when taking 2 capsules 30 minutes before sleep consistently, they got about 3 times better sleep in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now, I know. I'm like, I can't wait for this product. But it can also be taken during the day, and you can just take one during the day as needed. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is that it's lemon balm. It's so gentle. It's been used in traditional herbalism for so long. We're not going to get toxicity. There are even studies on using lemon balm if you need to use it with medication or if you need to use it for something else. Also, so many people are trying to get away from melatonin, and so this is a good melatonin-free option for folks.
Well, my co-host, Clint, he never sleeps, and he always is stressed out, so this could be a remedy for him. I may have to...
Dude, that's not true. I am a top form, top shape. Thank you very much.
He's about ready to fall off the cliff is the truth. But
now, I will say, because I know we're down to the last few minutes, one of the things I always find interesting when we have these kind of guests on is not just that the product itself is advances, it's the delivery mechanism, the delivery systems that are always seem to be the technology that gets the product into the system more effectively. And I think that's always fascinating to hear.
Yes, and if you've listened to Vital Health for any time, been doing this 8+ years, I never have anyone on who I would call just selling a product, because that's not what I do. I want to educate, empower people, and I need to bring on experts like yourself who have experience and deep studies in certain options. What we're talking about is safe options. You don't get these options at traditional medical thinking people. They're not bad people, but the system that trained them is broken, so they're not going to have a toolbox like you have. And I'm just very thrilled. And our science is purely amazing, the advancement of how the nutrition industry science has gone from kind of hokey-dokey, anecdotal, you know, and I opened in 79 and, you know, 89 and 99. We didn't have a lot of really serious science, and we couldn't find it unless you went to the library, almost. That's one of the great blessings of the internet, for sure. So we are growing with science, and we're growing with credibility and ethics in most of our companies, but we still know that there's good, better, and best. And Enzymatica is at the top of the game on every single product that you make. And I love endorsing it because it's one of my kind of confident angels that I can recommend and know that people will get results. And again, we're not treating symptoms. You are always a blessing, Julia. Thank you for educating myself and the people in this community. Many people, not a lot, but a lot of people listen outside Chattanooga, so it does go across the country. And we have a few in other countries that actually listen. So love you. I always love you having me on my show. And next time you come to Chattanooga, of course, we'll do another podcast on something else. So
we sure will.
All
great.
Right.
Hey, thanks for listening to this segment of Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World. Thank you to our great guests. Stay tuned. We have more radio coming up after this break.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve 400 people per day, cutting through confusion and focusing on proven strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're diving deeper into what really moves your needle for health. And of course, every other week, we have our nerd at Nutrition World, Dr. Kurt Dehring, which is what Clint just called him. Wasn't me. Don't look at me that way.
Dr. Nerd.
I've always been the coolest cat around, and I've never been referred to as a nerd.
You should see him at the conventions in his Elvis.
He's Elvis.
Impersonations. And
you're not helping my cause.
I'm watching this. Yeah, I'll see him at Chatticon. Okay. Just keep reinforcing it, sir. We're good.
Yeah, actually, when you think about it, he's the opposite of a nerd. He's actually a pretty cool guy.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty cool guy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Are we going to talk
That's
about
coming from the
of,
coolest.
Are we going to talk about some sort of chondria or lichen or something here today? What sort of terminology are we using today?
Well, I can tell you where the plan right now is to talk about our mitochondria. And the reason...
There you go. See, Clint almost had it.
You almost had it.
Yeah.
And the reason is that I'm a big learner and understanding of the functions of the body as organs and systems and the vascular system and the heart and the liver. What I'm not good at is when you get down to the cellular level. So I'm not sure we ever went in much in pharmacy school into the cellular level of things.
I'm shocked. I really am surprised of that.
We don't talk much about the mitochondria. I don't think many medications get involved in the mitochondria other than they do cause a lot of damage to the mitochondria.
Pharmaceuticals.
Matter of fact, I just got a note from my sister that we need to put my mom, she's having a UTI, they want to put her on Macrobid, which is nitrofurantoin. I'm like, no, let's don't do that. Let's do oregano oil. Let's do something other than something that's going to further damage her mitochondria, because it does damage your mitochondria, which is not good. And anyway, get enough people coming down the aisles talking about NAD plus and NMN and all these products, and I'm always saying, I know they help with your mitochondria, they're important, but I'm not an expert. So what I'm trying to do at this point is just try to learn a little bit more about them. So I thought you could help educate me here a little bit on this. I could go over my understanding of it, what I've learned. I actually ended up getting sidetracked a little bit today.
Huh, you get sidetracked. I wouldn't ever believe that.
I've got to be honest. I want to interrupt and hand it off to Ed. There's nothing funnier than me to watch two guys that want to talk about nerd stuff fight on who's going to get the mic next. I hope we're putting this on camera because Ed's going,
20. Yeah, it's my turn.
Give it to me. And he's like, I've got to finish this thought up. And Ed's like, to me. Give it to me. And I'm watching the tennis match.
But he keeps going into rabbit holes like he does.
Hey, Ed, what did you want to say? See, I stopped it for you, sir.
Well, what I want to say, just be quiet one second, okay. Please, okay. Since I own the show.
Okay.
I have completely, if I have to focus on one single mechanism of action, it's mitochondrial function. Why? Because when the mitochondria, which is the energy production inside every cell you have has basically cylinders like your car engine that when they do their thing, they produce fuel. That fuel is ATP, and as we age, we considerably lose that. When you get to a certain lesser efficiency of mitochondria, not only does energy go down, diseases go up. So the preservation of mitochondrial function is key. We can dance around all other conversations on the earth about what causes fast aging. It almost always boils down to one single mechanism, as mitochondrial damage. In the 1970s and 80s, a book came out that I have on my shelf from Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Mm-mm. It was called Life Extension, and it was my Bible. I carried that book with me for years, and because it was the leading research on what causes aging. They didn't even know about mitochondria, and they were the most in-depth researchers at the time. it was very little spoken of. They thought it was free radicals. They thought it was other things that caused fast aging. No, we know now enough to know that it's mitochondrial damage. And so the great thing is there are methods and nutrients and lifestyle that can preserve the function of mitochondria. When we're 69 years old, like I almost am, with normal life, we probably have about 40% less mitochondrial damage or function than we would if I was 25 years old. So let's talk about what we can do about it.
All right.
There we go.
Well, first of all, my rabbit hole. Yep. So just to show you know that we still, modern medicine thinks of cancer as being a genetic disease,
yes,
disorder. Well, the whole rabbit hole went down today was, and it's very compelling, just talking about actually cancer is not a genetic disease. It is a
Bingo.
Yeah, it's a mitochondria dysfunction mm-hmm. disease because mm-hmm. they've actually, I don't want to get too much into it, but they took cells, the mitochondria out of some cells, put them in others that were cancerous, and then they took that and put it in the other one, ended up, basically the proof was that it's not about the genetic coding in the cell, it's about the mitochondria. So mm-hmm. it is a mitochondrial dysfunction. Of course, we damage mitochondria just like we damage everything else. That's where the root of it's happening. We sit here and talk about oxidative stress and our poor diet and our high carbs and our seed oils. We talk about the toxins in our environment, the air pollution, the microplastics, on and on. All this stuff, yes, we think of it as a sort of a, it's damaging our different organs in our body, but actually it's happening on the cellular level, just like you're saying. The mitochondria is what's getting dysfunctional, which is what it's leading to the cancer.
One of the best books I ever read, and I cannot think of the exact name, but what you just referenced was the whole concept of this book. The nucleus of a cell is where the genetic structure is. Mitochondria does not have genetic structure. And like you said, when they transferred cancerous nucleus into another cell, and then or they transferred a mitochondria into another cell, the mitochondria disabled is what caused the cancer. Yet it doesn't have the genetic structure that a nucleus does. So the mitochondrial dysfunction is where they need to focus, and no one in the cancer industry is looking at mitochondrial dysfunction.
And it's according to this guy I was watching, it's absolutely crazy. It's almost like they don't want to find the answer or to cure things. But anyway, what kind of things can prevent? Well, it's the same thing as preventing all of our disease states. It's anything that's causing oxidative stress is going to be the thing. You got to eat a nutrient-dense food. You got to practice intermittent fasting. And, you know, we know that when you do intermittent fasting that you're producing ketones, which is a better source of energy. You want to reduce, you want to move your body, exercise, of course. So you want to reduce the toxin exposures, the plastics, the pesticides, the processed foods. Then it always comes back to fundamental things like stress reduction and prioritizing sleep. And all these things are playing a vital role in keeping our mitochondrial. So, but what can we specifically do supplement-wise to make sure that we are getting things to support it? Prevention, of course, is key, but we can't avoid every single toxin out there. And we can't, you know, always beat Mother Nature or Father Time, Mother Time, Father Time. So anyway, CoQ10. One of the best things you can do to help your mitochondria mm-hmm. is CoQ10.
And coenzyme Q10, what milligram you think?
Well, I like 100 just as a okay. basic, as long as you're getting good absorption of it. Mm-hmm. We do have one product that's 200 milligrams with 9 times the absorption. This is my favorite choice at this moment. There is a difference between the ubiquinol and ubiquinone, but we can get into that
yeah,
at a different
don't
time.
Yeah, we about that.
But they do help mitochondria move electrons to make energy and protect the membranes from damage. So that's your CoQ10 right there. Beautiful. Alpha lipoic acid is awesome. Helps key enzymes in the energy cycle work better. Recycles other antioxidants. So that's how that
and
works.
And before you go any further, we also are going to talk about a drink that contains 6 of the most powerful things that you simply drink once a day that tastes fantastic. I want to say that so that people don't get frustrated. I can't remember all those things. What do I take? I'm just listening in the car. When we get to this, you're going to tell the name of one drink. We don't even have it in yet. We just learned about this. It is the best complete program, and one spoonful a day will take care of a lot of these things.
You're right. let's see. PQQ.
Yes.
Very good. And I was just going to say that a little earlier that you were talking about, as we age, these become dysfunctional. It's not only the damage we're doing to our body, but and it's not only the damage being done to the mitochondria, that they become more dysfunctional in how they actually work. So between all the toxins coming in, all the oxidative stress and damage being done to the mitochondria, it's also less functional. And becomes less functional, then it's more susceptible, which becomes a downward spiral, mm-hmm. which is why you were saying as we get older, today you're in our training, a guy was talking about how we go from trillions, like how many trillions we have in our body when we're in our youth. It's like 50, 60% less when we're in our 80s. So we're losing these things over time. So you need to be trying to keep them as healthy as possible.
And also we need to try to upregulate the body's own mitophagy, which is the ability of the mitochondria to destroy its weakened and broken mitochondria. And we lose that function, which is even double worse because it's kind of like the tires on Clint's car when they're so worn out.
My tires are good now, thanks.
And they're so worn out, but yet, you know, keep driving on them. They're not very functional.
You worry about your toffergy and not worry about my toffergy. How about that?
My chondria is prettier than your chondria.
Yeah, whatever. Back to the other guy.
All right. Well, I'll mention a few things before we get to the ones that are in the aisle that specifically try to go after mitochondria, and that is on our core four, magnesium. Magnesium stabilizes ATP.
Yes.
So you've got omega-3s on our core four. They improve mitochondrial membrane flexibility. They help lower inflammation, all the things which are damaging to begin with. So two of those right there. I'm sure vitamin D and K play a role in there somewhere, but I don't think it's in the top list of going after mitochondria, but you got to be healthy overall. On Dr. Deering's Plus 4 or More, there's NAC, N-acetylcysteine. So that's helping the body make glutathione. Glutathione's the major detoxer in the body, which is going to, the antioxidant effects are going to help protect the mitochondria from stress. So there's their NAC right there. Creatine. I don't know if you knew that.
That's a newer one. We never knew that until just recently.
Yep. Riboflavin, vitamin B2. Mm-hmm. Most of your B vitamins in particular are going to be really good for providing the essential coenzymes.
And that would be in the core four if you take the core four, which is a multiple.
Good point. Very good point. Melatonin actually helps a lot. Resveratrol, good antioxidant. Vitamin C, we oftentimes forget about vitamin C. A lot of us are depleted in vitamin C. We're not getting enough of it, and it helps protect the mitochondrial membranes. So it's very important, especially in all the cells around the heart and involved in the cardiovascular system. You're going to want vitamin C. You're going to want vitamin E is also one that's going to play a role. But let's get to the ones that I'll give you a chance to chime in on.
Oh, wow. I get to chime in, Clint.
And then Clint. Hey,
re-engage, Ed. Re-engage.
We want.
You want my input? No, I'm all in. Yeah, drop them. Drop it. Let's go. Rock and roll, baby.
So, NMN and NR. Give us your feedback on that, if you would. How they function.
Yeah, Clint, go ahead.
I was going to wait on you to see if you were right. I like to test you every now and then because you're always running off at the mouth about what you know. Let's see what you say, Ed, and I'll let you know.
Yep, and
you're right, dead on.
I was asking him.
I wasn't
trying to put you
under, it's okay.
Look, those are things that the 99.7% of the public does not realize there even exist. They have long words that mean those letters. And
nicotinamide mononucleotide.
Right.
NMN.
And they have a lot to do with those autophagies, which are the destruction of the weaker cells. It has a lot to do with preserving mitochondrial function humongously, which studies show that if it does turn into NAD or NAD turns into MNN, then you can protect the mitochondrial function very well with that. Very, very well.
All right. So what about, though, the difference between NMR and NR? Do we have one product from Mount Angel that's got both in there, and that's an advantage to some degree?
You can do that, or you can do any of those two products, and it bypasses the defective pathway that some people are, you know, NAD is not very effective, actually, to turn directly into what we want it to turn into.
Right.
And so we want the other ingredients to protect the mitochondrial function. The NAD, you're reading everywhere about it being anti-aging. It is very poorly converted into the active ingredient.
Which is why the precursor is the NMN that turns into the NAD, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So those are the ones that are being pushed the hardest. I still think that you go to foundational principles of eating healthy, lessen the toxins in the body, exercising. And then when it comes to the supplements, you should be on the Core 4 anyway, right? You should be on the magnesium. You should be on the omega-3s. But then if I had to start picking from there, I would want to go with PQQ probably, CoQ10. We do sell combination products of those two, by the way.
And you don't have to do everything like I do. You can just do CoQ10 and PQQ and then support it with good lifestyle.
Absolutely. No doubt. I mean, what I did was I wrote down my top 20 of what I consider to be good antioxidants that are good for the mitochondria. D-ribose is one.
Well, tell them about Natural Factors' new product. What's the name of it? Do you know?
Regenerlife.
Yeah,
Regenerlife.
We don't have it in yet, but I was so impressed the other day, and it's going to have five or six of the mainstream ingredients in a powder that tastes fantastic. So
I actually have a real question.
Yes. Ooh, go.
I hate to ask this because it's going to rabbit hole us. I take CoQ10, but I take it in my omega-3. Is that okay?
Take it in your omega-3?
Yeah, well, because it comes in y'all's guts, the thing.
Fine.
Does they help each other, or is that just for convenience?
Well, you need fat to absorb coenzyme Q10,
well,
so it works
that.
Perfectly
okay.
compatible.
Right.
I will say that I'm speaking a week from Friday on mitochondrial function at the Walden Club, and most of those will be older people probably for sure.
I was making sure I was taking it right. That was
yeah,
I was
no. You when don't want coenzyme Q10 on an empty stomach with no fat.
And what you brought up there is a valid point or a great point, which is these things can stack well with each other.
Yeah.
So some of the things that work real similar, maybe you don't want to do both, but you get the right ones working through the right ways, you stack them on top of each other.
Synergy.
There you go. So Regenerlife, it is acetyl L-carnitine, which
big time.
If I didn't mention that, I should have. That's in my top five. Coenzyme Q10, we did mention, and has Eleva ATP. So at the end of the day, what we're trying to do here is produce ATP,
exactly.
The energy for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Eleva ATP.
It's similar to the ATP that I take in a capsule.
Peak ATP. Gotcha. It has ancient peat extract, apple extract, glutathione, so I would usually go to NAC, but if you can get glutathione to actually absorb well, that's good too. And it has superoxide dismutase.
We're not even going to get into that, but it's very, very important. This is going to cost, I think she said, $39 a month. And when you look at, I had some comparison with Starbucks, $7 latte. You know, it wouldn't take many lattes to have a whole month worth of this. And this does take 4 to 12 weeks to feel the difference. So it's not overnight. The mitochondria has to actually kind of regenerate through the use of these nutrients. So fantastic coverage from A to Z. And you actually made it in the time limit.
Well,
Dr. Kurt Dehring, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, who actually can also see clients if you want more information, you want to book an appointment at nutritionw.com. How about that?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right.
All right. And we always love it when you tune in to the Vital Health Radio Show. It's brought to you by, Nutrition World. And we will be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health guidance you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with practical steps you can start immediately. If you've ever listened to me again, then you know that my morning breakfast drink is probably one of the most important things I do. With it, what makes that so important? It keeps my blood sugar balanced, keeps my muscles up, helps me work out, keeps my cravings down to nothing. Why? Because I'm using a ton of protein, 50 grams of ancient nutrition protein. And then in the evening, what I do is I have a smaller protein drink, but I have for about 25 years added blueberries organic into that drink into a blender. Well, right here's a study that just came out. Researchers followed people aged 65 to 80 for half a year, comparing using wild blueberries with then comparing it to a placebo. The wild blueberries boosted processing speed of their brain with meaningful gains of how fast they processed information compared to the placebo. Gains were strongest in people over the age of 70, but it still offered benefits to the younger people. And while this study focused on the older adults, it showed that children ages 7 to 10 had a 9% faster reaction time after eating wild blueberries, with no loss in accuracy, pointing to a broader link between wild blueberries and processing speed. I get the frozen ones at Whole Foods. And
I eat blueberries all the time.
All right.
I love blueberries. You should love blueberries, too. And you should love Nutrition World, because they sponsor this radio show, which comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. Vital Health Radio. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.